Joining me now, Chillicothe coach Tim Kuhl. And, coach, what an amazing fourth quarter led by Tyler Clampett. I had him 6 of the final 8 points, including the game-winning free throw in the last minute. And that's just the kind of night that players and coaches hope for.
Oh, I tell you, that was exciting. That was so exciting. And I'm telling you, Randy, we just have great kids. And they never panicked. They never got negative. They just kept fighting. And then, you know, that's a tribute to them. They just kept playing hard. And I tell you, as poorly as we looked at times executing throughout the game, we couldn't have executed any better in the fourth quarter. I mean, the last 3 minutes, we did everything. They just ran everything that we asked them to perfectly, hit big shots. DJ, you know, great, tough, contested layup there to tie the game. And then Tyler, of course, just competing and doing what he does. And you know, you've got to have kids like that on the floor because he just raises the level of everybody else and just forces everybody else to compete as much as he is. And that's just a great win.
You outscored them 27-12 in the fourth quarter. You were down by 17 at one point early in the fourth quarter. That's a tough comeback, and I made the comment, and thank you for proving me correct because that rarely happens, but I made the comment that with about 2 minutes left, we needed to be down to single digits, and sure enough, with just under 2 minutes left, you got down to an 8-point game, and I knew when that happened, we had a chance, because that's kind of where you like to be.
Yeah, actually, we talked about that coming into the fourth quarter. During the break between third and fourth, I said, you know, at the six-minute mark, I think we were down 14. Were we down 14 at the end of the third? Something like that, 15? Anyway, I think it was 14.
Yeah.
We're down 14, and I said we need to have it to single digits by the six-minute mark. Well, we didn't get that done. They just kept making shots, and we finally started getting some stops put together and put a little pressure on them, and you really don't see that very often. It's just, like I said, it's a tribute to our kids, how hard they played, and they never gave up and didn't panic either because they could have forced a lot of stuff there late, and that wouldn't have been good.
A couple other players I want to mention, Blake Rasmussen. He only had 5 points, but he had a couple of really key buckets when you were making that fourth quarter run.
Oh, yeah. Blake is just all energy, you know, and he somehow just seems to end up in the right place. You know, he's a loose ball magnet. He's tough on the boards, you know, blocks out well, and he is such a coachable kid, you know, so he's always trying to do the right thing. And so, I was really happy for him. I was just happy for all of our guys. I thought Wade Dietz and Walker Thomas had some crucial they turned Platte County over, just the two of them, when we were going offense for defense, when we had some guys in foul trouble. Wade and Walker went out there and really forced Platte County to some tough spots, and they turned them over a couple times, and stuff like that is just fun for a coach to sit there and watch.
Ryan Smith in the third quarter kind of showed flashes of what that young man is capable of.
Yeah, he's got a lot of ability. He's got a lot of ability. So he helped us a ton tonight. And the nice thing about Ryan, he keeps getting better. He's just getting better and better and better all the time. And another coachable kid. I mean, we just have a whole roster full of kids who are coachable and great attitudes. And I'm really happy for him, and I'm proud of him.
It's got to be a nice win. We talked, you know, all along about improvement. That's a pretty good one-game improvement.
Yeah. that's just, you know, we did have a good practice yesterday, and that really meant a lot because, you know, after you get beat soundly like we did against Lafayette, you know, some teams, you know, they'll just kind of hang their head for a day or two, and we didn't have time for that. You know, we didn't have time to hang our head. So, you know, I was proud of the guys that came out yesterday and really practiced hard, and I thought came in today with a great mental attitude about, you know, let's go play as hard as we can and let the chips fall where they may.
All right, Coach Tim Kuhl, congratulations.
Thank you, Randy.
And the Hornets win by one. They lead one time, and that's with 2.7 seconds left, and that's really the only time you really need to lead, Coach. You need to lead at the final buzzer, and that's what you did, and that's all that matters.
I had not thought of that. That's something, isn't it?